Ever catch yourself thinking, I could do this on my own? If you're a safety officer with real-world skills, you don't have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.
Today's episode is brought to you by Pale Horse Media Co. Head on over to www.palehorsemedia.co for more of your favorite shows, books, and merch. I have two brand new releases for you over at Pale Horse Media Co. The first one, In His Name, my first dive into fiction. It is just a fun, cool thriller if you're into that kind of sort of thing. And we have the second expanded edition of the original, of the OG, Safety Sucks, the bullshit in the safety profession they don't tell you about. I go through, I expand on some thoughts, add some bonus material, reflect on some of the chapters. So if either of those sound like things you should be interested in, again, head over to www.palehorsemedia.co or find them on your Amazon marketplace. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of your support of the books, of the podcast, of the merch store, of everything. It truly means the world to us.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Howdy, hi everybody, it is Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd, bringing you another episode of the Hop Nerd Live. I hope you are doing great wherever it is that you find yourself. We're doing pretty good here. We're hanging out at the Hop Nerd Studios, doing all that kind of fun stuff like we do every single Friday night. As you know, we do this thing every Monday morning, 5:30 a.m. We do it every Wednesday evening, 5 p.m. And we do it every Friday at 8 o'clock p.m. All those times are obviously in Arizona time. So we are here hanging out. We're having a good time. We're having a blast. We're going to take all of your calls, all of your texts, all of your comments, any of that kind of sort of stuff. If you want to jump in, shoot us a text. You can do that at 480-877-0155. You can give us a call, 480-712-5219. You can jump into the comment section. So I've got these magical computers up trying to view your comments. So let's see if that works. I've got my chat program up here trying to pull all of your comments from everywhere else. So hopefully it works. If for some reason I don't see it, text it to me. That's all I can say. 480-877-0155. As we go through this thing, well, let me say this too before we jump too much farther. Make sure that if you're watching this after the fact, a lot of folks watch this when we're not live. You can still text us. You can still call us. You can still leave us a voicemail, do all that kind of cool stuff, and we'll share it or we'll use it on our other live show. So that's kind of sort of cool. So do me a favor, head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com. Follow along on all things social media at The Hop Nerd, except for Twitter, because it is super duper special. It is The Hop Nerd 1, right? The Hop Nerd 1. It's got to be weird, right? Who uses Twitter anyways? I don't know. It seems to be popular. It's just not popular in my world. Send me an email, sam@thehopnerd.com. You can also reach out to thehopnerd@gmail.com. That's a really easy, handy-dandy way to get a hold of me. And as I mentioned, you can jump into the comments. You can send us a message. You can do all that kind of stuff. The text me number, the call me number, all that kind of sort of stuff is listed on screen. Super easy, super convenient. We're here to chat. That's what we do during these live shows. We like to have these fun conversations. So we haven't been doing them every single day like we were when we initially found ourselves in this weird, wacky world of the apocalypse, right? We're starting, it feels like we're starting to emerge from some of the apocalypse. I was doing some stuff for the podcast last night, with some near and dear friends of mine, and from overseas, and we were on a Zoom call and we were just kind of BSing after the fact and talking. And that's what we're joking about. We'll have to try to schedule some time to get together and hang out, you know, in person, before, you know, between apocalypses, you know, when this one's kind of done and then the next big thing that the media is going to hype into something that is not, and then we'll have another get together, and then we'll all kind of hide. Then we'll do it again, and we'll all kind of hide. And we'll just kind of do this thing kind of over and over. But I hope things are going well for you wherever you find yourself. I would love to know, how are things looking for you out there? How's life in this apocalyptic world, I guess? I can tell you one thing I've noticed in Phoenix is that it seems like traffic is starting to pick up. People are getting tired. People are getting frustrated. People are ready to quit hiding, I think. A lot of folks are going, okay, I've done this for a month. I'm ready to go do something that's not this. So a lot of folks, I think, are getting out of the house. A lot of folks are going and doing other things. And is that good? Is that bad? I don't know. I think people are going stir crazy. I think people are tired of it. They're fed up. And again, I don't know, good or bad. That's up to you. You can make that decision. I'm just here to comment on it and say that I think it's interesting. I think it's really interesting that folks have honestly stayed as put as they have for quite a while. It's kind of weird because I don't know. It just really seems like most folks, I don't know. It's weird to me that people were that compliant with all this stuff. It really is. It's kind of wacky. Again, shoot us a text, 480-877-0155. Give us a call, 480-712-5219. So I've got something really cool, some news kind of on the hop nerd front, kind of the general podcast front. I got to pull it up here so I don't lie to you. But I think it's super duper cool. Some stuff that we've got going on over in that world. Oh, my phone's almost dead. I probably should have checked that before we did this thing. So we're definitely not reading the news on the phone. But over at Hop University, hopuniversity.org, I shared that with you. I shared that we'd been working on that. We're really working on that quite a bit to try to make it into something pretty useful and cool and all that kind of sort of stuff, which is awesome. But I've been working with some of those folks that I consider friends in this hop space to try to come up with something that would be cool to just offer everybody. So a free webinar type of thing. So we're offering a free webinar that's going to be scheduled on May 12th at 9 a.m. Excuse me, I'm giving it to you wrong. So May 12th at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So a lot of my friends are in Australia, strangely enough, or at least friends of the podcast. I'm trying to pull up the U.S. one here. So for the U.S. times, that's actually May the 11th at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So to register for that session, it's going to be about an hour-ish. We're calling it an hour. There's a little bit of buffer in there, but we're going to call it an hour. And it's going to be called the Hop Power Hour. Safety Differently Power. Gosh, I don't even remember the crap that I make up anymore. The Safety Differently Power Hour. And it's going to be a live Q&A featuring Dave Proven, Mark Alston, Andy White, Tony McConaughey, Steve Harvey, and Josh Bryant. How cool is that? That's pretty amazing, right? It's going to be a live Q&A session. If you can't make it to the session, we're going to post it after the fact, which is kind of sort of cool. We'll probably do it on the pod, and we'll probably do the video as well, because we're going to do this in a big webinar virtual meeting type of thing. If you're interested, you can send me questions now if that's something that you'd be interested in. So I'm going to put – you're hearing it here first. We haven't released any of this yet. This is the first time that you're hearing it. Again, if you want to register for that, you can go to hopuniversity.org. Look at the top. There'll be a little thing that says live webinars. You can look at enroll for some of the other classes and stuff. We're just getting our feet wet and kind of creating some classes and different things like that. But jump in there and take a look at it. You just quick register. It's all free, all that kind of stuff. You'll see it. It says the Power Hour, right? You'll notice that this is the Hot Power Hour or something like that. Again, I don't remember what I make up, but it's there. You'll see it. Register for it, because you don't want to miss this one. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this one. These are some of my most favorite people in the world when it comes to human and organizational performance, when it comes to safety differently kind of stuff. And I think it's really cool, because we're going to have a really, really cool perspective from Dave Proven, PhD, right? So Dave and Drew Ray, I believe it's Drew, Dave and Drew Ray. They have the Safety of Work podcast, and it's phenomenal, right? You need to check that out if you haven't listened to that already. But They're over at Griffith University. They do all that kind of stuff. So they're really going to have a unique perspective from their end. But what's really neat is you get folks like Mark Alston that's got this whole investigations differently kind of stuff going on. And then you get the folks like Andy White, which is just very innovative and knows how to implement. And then you get the folks like Tony and Steve and Josh that are in organizations actually that are doing safety differently. That's awesome. You kind of get all of this stuff and you get it's a power hour. It's a dream team. You're going to get the opportunity to ask these folks any questions you want about how to implement human and organizational performance, how that looks, how that works. I've got a feeling that this thing is probably going to fill up pretty quick. I don't remember what number we said on it. I don't even know if I said a number, but at some point we're going to have to cap it, right? We're definitely going to have to cap it at some point if we want it to, want to actually answer questions and stuff like that. But again, do me a favor, shoot me your questions over to the email sam@thehopnerd.com or thehopnerd@gmail.com. Send me that stuff. I'll start posting some stuff. There are some really cool little adverts that we were putting together to share out there. That's kind of sort of what that'll look like once you actually see it out there. But I'll start posting stuff around so you can start to get prepared. But again, if you want to go ahead and beat some of the crowd, if you want to go ahead and send me some of those questions, you can just sam@thehopnerd.com or thehopnerd@gmail.com. And again, head over to hopuniversity.org if you want to go ahead and register. Click on the live webinar portion and there you go. You get to hang out with some of the most amazing people. These are folks that I love chatting with about human and organizational performance. It just doesn't get much better than these folks to me when it comes to this space. Again, it's just such unique and varied perspectives. I am excited. That's all I say. You can probably tell, right? And with that being said, if you're not following along with the podcast, what are you doing? You totally should. It's called the Hop Nerd Podcast. You should head over and check that out. Make sure that you're following along. We post all kinds of cool stuff. I kind of went on a little bit of a power week this week, and we did some really cool podcasts, and I recorded a bunch of them this week. So you got a lot to look forward to coming out of the Hop Nerd Podcast. I can tell you that much right now. I think my phone's trying to finally die on me. I think it's trying to die on me. Oh no. I was trying to look up some stuff and it's just not going to do it. I don't have a charger handy. But yeah, there's a lot of amazingly cool stuff that's going on over at the podcast. There's a lot of amazingly cool stuff that's going on at hopuniversity.org. That's hopuniversity.org. There's a lot of cool stuff in general just happening here at the Hop Nerd Studios at Hop University, I guess, too. It's just a lot of cool stuff happening. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for continuing to come along with this ride. And I hope that we're helping to make the world a better place. And I definitely know that this really cool webinar is definitely going to help with that. At Hop University, we cut the bullshit out of human and organizational performance training. We were born out of necessity. We hear it all the time. Human and organizational performance courses are expensive and hard to find. Safety classes put me to sleep. Help. So we did. We offer on-demand, high-quality online courses in human and organizational performance, safety, and leadership, all led by seasoned safety and HOP practitioners. No need to schedule time for that conference, no need to track down the latest guru, and no stuffy classroom required. Join us today at hopuniversity.org. That's hopuniversity.org. How are things going for you out there in Apocalypse? Again, give us a text word 0877-0155. Give me a call 480-712-5219. I'm trying to look at the comments. We're going to do our normal kind of stuff. I'm going to jump into the news. You're going to get to watch me grunt and get angry and get disgruntled at the stupid crap that the news puts out there. We'll talk some shit and then we'll get out here and we'll go get something to eat and go take a nap. That's probably kind of sort of what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. I know that that's what's going to happen because that's what I got planned. I already wrote it down. I know that that's what's going to happen. See if you guys can see. Maybe you guys can you guys can see a little bit maybe. There you go. This is what I'm trying to deal with. I'm trying to run all this stuff. You can see kind of my main screen over here, and I'm trying to pull up your comments here in the background of this computer. So maybe I'll see you if you comment. Maybe, just maybe. That's what we're going on. There you go. See, there I am. Hi. How you doing? Got my handy dandy mug there. My favorite one of my most favoriteest mugs of all time. But let's take a look. I was going to use my cell phone to jump into this and actually try to do the news on there, but that's not going to work because my cell phone's easier. Now, let's just admit it. All my technology here is horrible. I invest a ton into audio and nothing into anything else. So let's see. Let's see what's going on in the news. Then we'll jump into the fun stuff once we get this out of the way. We're waiting on the spinning wheels of death here to actually get around to that. And while we're talking about that, I know I'd mentioned Hop University quite a bit, but we also offer some on-demand courses there. Go check those out. We have one that's free, which is an introduction to Hop. You can go sign up for that pretty quick. And then we also have the other one, which is basically it's Hop Basics, and it's everything kind of Hop fundamentals and learning teams. I will tell you exactly what it covers. It covers the presentations and slide decks that I use to give Hop fundamentals. That's what it covers. So there you go. If you want to take a quick Hop fundamentals and learning team course, you can take that. And then when you get done with the courses, this is the paid course. When you get done with that at the end, it directs you to obviously give us some feedback, but then it also then directs you to sign up for your one-on-one Q&A. Let's talk about this stuff together to give you that instructor time too that you get during the actual Hop course. So if you're looking for something handy dandy to take some cool professional development stuff to take, then we'll do that. It'll be fun. We'll have a blast. I think you'll like it. Go check it out. I'm trying to get the news to load over here. We can rant about what's going on in the news. I'm going to pull up the Phoenix news because I like it more. Sorry, the national news is just horrible. While we're waiting on all this to load, let's take a look. Let's see what's going on. You know I don't ever prepare these things ahead of time. Let's look and see what's going on up here at the amazing and beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona. Look, there's nighttime in Flagstaff. The streets are empty. The streets are dead. Downtown Flag is not this dead. It's just not. It's just not this dead usually. Especially on a Friday night. It's Friday, I hope, right? I think it's Friday. Yeah, it's Friday. It's not this dead usually. It's a college town. Northern Arizona University is there. So Flagstaff is definitely still shut down. Let's go to Phoenix. Maybe some Phoenix traffic while we're waiting to see what's going on with everything else here. Let's jump in. Roads are still looking pretty clear if you're here in the Southwest. Anywhere from the Southwest to the Pacific Ocean is pretty wide open green. So if you're wanting to haul ass to San Diego, if you're wanting to haul ass to L.A., now's a good time. It's pretty clear. There's nothing going on out there. Phoenix has some road closures, some stuff like that, just from work that's going on out there. There's not as many people, so we're continuing to basically do some stuff on the roads, it looks like. Let's see what's going on with the cameras, if any of these cameras actually load. It looks, there we go. Look at that. That's pretty empty out there still. There's a few folks out there. Looks like there's something going on the side of the road there. But yeah, pretty empty. I shared with you the other day. It feels like traffic's starting to pick up a little bit, but I think it's just around work. I think more folks are kind of getting back to work, it seems like maybe. That's just anecdotal. I don't know, because a lot of the restrictions, from what I understand, have not been lifted yet here in Arizona. But it looks like folks are moving a little bit more around those normal peaking rush hour times, I guess. So I don't know. I think it could be. It's kind of neat. Kind of neat to see folks actually out there trying to do some stuff right now, which is kind of cool. It's nice to, I never thought I'd say that, but it's nice to see a little traffic because it's just eerie, right? You go cruise around any large city, you know, Phoenix is a pretty big city, and you go cruise around the streets and there's like nobody, especially this time of night, 8 p.m. It's probably 7-ish, 8-ish. There's just nothing on the roads. And it's just a ghost town. I mean, it's just an absolute ghost town. You look down these streets that are normally jammed full of cars, and you'll just see a faint set of taillights like way, way down at the other end. So it's interesting. It's interesting. It's weird. It's strange. But we're surviving it. So that's all we can really say. Let's see if we've got the news pulled up here finally. It's trying real hard. I shouldn't be so cheap when it comes to computers is the real lesson here, I think. You see some shitheads out there. That's one thing that the first thing I noticed right out of the news is that there's certain landlords that they're basically calling out here. There was a cease to evictions right now in the state of Arizona, and there's landlords that are still insisting on evictions and still trying to force people out for folks that can't pay their rent. So that's pretty interesting. DoorDash system crashes amid Friday night rush. So DoorDash has crashed, it looks like. Suspect wanted for crimes against children in Glendale, Arizona. That's not good. Let's see if we can pull this up. I know a lot of our followers aren't here from Arizona, but we get some. So here's something for you to take a look at. Glendale police are looking for a suspect accused of committing crimes against at least three children. According to police, between August 2019 and February 2020, a suspect followed young girls into grocery stores and waited until they were alone. The suspect approached the girls between 13 and 14-year-old on each occasion and tried to shake their hand. After grabbing the girl's hand, he would then force his hands into some not pleasant places. So if you are around these areas, this is easy enough to spin around. If you see anyone that looks kind of sort of like that... Oh, hold on. If you're one of our Phoenix fam here, you see somebody that looks kind of sort of like that. There you go. A little easier. My lights kind of wash everything out. But be on the lookout for that. If you're around the Glendale, if you're in the greater Phoenix area, some crazy, crazy folks out there. It'd be nice to see that guy put in a jailhouse somewhere. I think that would be pretty good. Hopefully we can see that happen pretty soon. A lot of businesses out there I see supporting healthcare providers, all that kind of stuff. I think that's kind of neat. University of Arizona announces pay cuts, furloughs for all faculty and staff. That's amid, you know, school not coming back for quite a while, at least throughout the end of this year. We have some pizzerias here in the Valley that are using robots to help deliver pizzas. I think that's kind of cool. We were just talking about on the way over here that we want some pizza. So La Grande Orange is an amazing, amazing pizzeria here in the greater Phoenix area. It's like the best pizza you'll have in the country. So if you're in this area, if you travel through this area, you should totally check it out. You need to go try it. If you haven't had it, you need to go get it because it's one of those life-changing pizza moments. So we were just talking about that, but this is interesting. We're open Arizona, this pizzeria says. Venezia's Pizzeria wants you to know. The New York-style pizzeria has been part of the Valley's food scene for more than 20 years. The company's president also graduated from ASU, Go Sun Devils. The local chain's first restaurant opened in Tempe. They have since expanded to 5 restaurants all across the East Valley. Arizona's growing. Can we just say that? That's awesome. That's one great thing about Arizona is you can actually come here and you can actually stand a chance of doing something, which is really cool. There's businesses seem to have a really good opportunity here in Arizona for the most part. Obviously, this is a quote from them. Obviously, we're closing our dining rooms on March 18th. They said, referring to Governor Ducey's executive order that closed restaurant dining rooms and encouraged social distancing. He transitioned the restaurants to grab-and-go delivery and curbside pickup. We literally had to do it in 24 hours. It's a tribute to all my managers and staff to be able to turn that around. That's a sign of a pretty good manager, not taking any credit, putting a good owner and CEO, I guess, of this organization, turning around and putting all of that back on his employees, saying how amazing they are to do this. They partner with some... So I just lost my place here. The pizzeria has now been partnered with some economic concern, especially for the Tempe location. The location has dropped off most of all our locations. A lot of that is because we're doing 900 to 1,000 slices a day out here, and now we're doing 200. They're losing hundreds of corporate orders every day. Yeah, that's one thing that most organizations have done right at the beginning of this thing was to say, yep, we're not ordering in any food. That's a pretty normal precaution. They're losing hundreds of those every day. They recently approved for a small business loan, which will help the employees. So we actually just got approved. We just received funding. Employees get some of their wages back. I'm trying to find the robot part. That's what I'm really looking forward to. When it comes to delivery, they're also testing out new technology. Here we go. Robots. They partnered with Starship Technologies to use robots to help deliver pizzas to homes within a mile of the Tempe location. Everyone is going – this place, I'm sure, is probably getting orders through the roof now. So because you see the robot going down the street with their logo on it. The first thing you want to freaking do is order a pizza just to play with the robot. I mean, I would. I don't care if their pizza sucks. I'm going to order a pizza just to play with the robot. Everyone is going crazy about what these robots, they say. They're pretty cool. It's amazing how you can just order on your phone. The robot shows up. You put the food in there. We close it up, and it delivers it right to the house. That's pretty cool. That's pretty neat. We're trying to get busier during lunchtime. Those times are kind of slower, so I really appreciate all the business during the lunchtime hour. So here's a couple places. If you're in the greater Phoenix area, they're on Mill Ave. They're on Mill Ave and Southern, North Tatum Boulevard and Greenway Road. They're on McKellips and Higley, too. So they're in Mesa, Gilbert, and Tempe if you want to go check them out. And Phoenix, they're also in downtown, it looks like. So that's one thing that I will say that I keep ranting about is, you know, if you do care about the business, if you do like a restaurant, if you do like something, you know, now's the time to go be a patron, to go support them in these times. I get it. It's a really easy time to hide, and I get it. Money's tight. But if you're going to eat out, the best place you can probably go eat out is probably a mom and pop owned joint or a local owned joint. You know, it's probably better to go hit up one of those right now than look, the Burger Kings, the McDonald's, the Little Caesars, they will survive. They will prevail. They have enough wiggle room there to absorb some stuff. You might see one or two of the big dogs tumble in this time. I mean, they're going to have some hard times too. Don't get me wrong. But a poor downturn like this for a mom and pop restaurant could easily result in it just not being in existence anymore. So again, I encourage folks, if you're going to go out to eat right now, if you're going to go pick up food, do it from someplace locally that you care about, a locally owned something. You know, that's huge right now. That's the every penny, every dollar helps keep those folks in business right now. Again, it really matters a lot. So we're seeing that all the time. There's all kinds of industries that have been affected pretty hard by this stuff. The service industry, the food industry, that's obviously some of the biggest ones. Some of our favorite music venues here in the greater Phoenix area, obviously there's no concerts going on. Fortunately, most of those have a little bit of food business that happened too, so they're using a little bit of that. But again, look for ways to help, right? Don't hide. Go out and try to help. If you're going to go out and be a patron of a restaurant, pick a mom and pop, pick a locally owned joint, pick a locally owned chain restaurant that you can actually contribute to and help keep some of that money locally and help keep those places open when this is finally over and done with. Because that's going to be the sucky part, right? For somebody that enjoys cool restaurants and good food as much as I do, that's going to be a not so fun part when we come out of the backside of this thing, is that a lot of these places are probably not going to be in existence anymore, especially a lot of the little one-off cool spots. There's going to be a kind of a clean slate for stuff to get created probably, but there's going to be a lot of places that just don't survive, and you hate to see that. You definitely hate to see that. Let me see if I can pull up some of the national news now, if I can get the old computers here to work. It tries real hard. Both of these try so hard. This one has no excuses because it's pretty new. It's because I tried to open like 47 things, and this computer was not built for that. So let's see what's going on in the national news, and then we'll jump into some more entertaining stuff and get ready to wrap this thing up here towards the end. Trump confirms that the U.S. is investigating reports that the virus came from a Chinese lab. Well, that's not a surprise, right? I don't think anybody's surprised by that. That whether it pans out, if they say that's absolutely 100% true, I would not be surprised, right? If they say, no, that's totally not true, I wouldn't be surprised, right? I mean, seriously, right? I mean, President Trump on Friday confirmed that the U.S. government and intelligence agencies are investigating if the coronavirus outbreak began from poor security at the Wuhan laboratory. Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said earlier this week that U.S. intelligence agencies were looking at whether a Wuhan laboratory may have been the source of the deadly outbreak of a disease similar to the severe acute respiratory syndrome that was in China in 2003. There was two theories, it says, the origin of the virus, which scientists say is important to know, finding therapies, vaccines, and that it was a natural jump from bats to an animal at an exotic food market in Wuhan that spread to humans. We're looking at it, Mr. Trump told reporters in the Rose Garden briefing during his coronavirus task force reports. He also added the lab origin story seems to make sense. And that's kind of where I'm at, too. It kind of sort of could. It kind of might not. Who knows? I guess we'll wait and see. And we'll probably never truly know the truth. We can probably admit that right now. Again, the Chinese government's not very – any government. The U.S. government's not very well known for their transparency, much less the Chinese government. So I don't know. I don't think we'll ever really find out any of that stuff, probably. How are things going for you? Let me know. We're going to stay on here for just a little bit longer. We're going to jump into some On This Day in History. We're going to talk a couple famous birthdays. Shoot us a text, 480-877-0155. Give me a call, 480-712-5219. Remember, we do these things every single Friday at 8 p.m. We go live every Monday at 5:30 a.m., every Wednesday at 5 p.m. So we're trying to hit all those different time slots just to make sure that we're trying to get a little slice of everybody, no matter what time you get up, what time you go to bed, all of that kind of stuff. So we're really trying to make ourselves available to have this conversation with you. We're going to browse back into the news for just a second, as much as I hate to, just to see. We didn't touch on very much today. I'm going to try to pull up a couple famous birthdays here. Let's see. Famous birthdays on this day. Pull up my normal kind of corny, cheesy website that we always get to use. Everything's freezing, so I'm having to stall here a little bit. Nothing's wanting to work for me. Oh, no. But yeah, so we'll jump a little bit into the news a little bit and see what's going on here. See if this will open up. Let's see what happens when we open this. Let's see if the computer bursts into flames. That's always the fear. It's been doing that lately. It's basically smoking, not working. No matter what I do, I shared with you, I bought this little cheapo computer just to pull up Facebook comments. Like, that's all I'm trying to do is pull up Facebook comments. I literally just bought it. It's brand new, and it doesn't do that. You can't pull up Facebook feeds more than two or three of them at a time without the computer it explodes, right? I've tried to pull up two or three Facebook pages at once, and Fox News, CNN, a couple other news. I try to hit kind of multiple news sources, right, and then Google a couple different things. It just goes, it's here spinning. It's trying to figure out what's happening. It doesn't know where it's at. It's scary. It has no clue. It has no clue what's actually going on. So, but we can jump into some of the doom and gloom of the news, and maybe see what's going on over there. If it will allow us, maybe it's doing us a favor by not letting us in to the news. Coronavirus case count may be 85 times higher than stated, according to a Stanford study. So that'll be interesting. We just mentioned the part about the Wuhan lab that the U.S. that we did basically admit that we are conducting a full-scale investigation into that. Pretty interesting. There's several states. I noticed earlier today that there are several states that we're talking about moving into phase one of reopening the economies, reopening the states, which is pretty interesting. I believe Florida is one of those, and I believe Texas is one of those. I don't have the states pulled up here in front of me. I thought it was pretty funny, some of the Trump liberate tweets supporting lockdown protesters. Of course, it spurs a social media frenzy. Do you not understand? Like, the president you got is the president you got. I get it. Like, I understand if you got frustrations there. The guy likes to stir up shit. I mean, no matter how you slice it, whether you like him, love him, whatever, right? He's a shit stirrer. That's what he likes to do. He thinks it's funny. I think he just gets a kick out of it. So I think he doesn't. He's like, right? He's just sitting there, and he thinks it's hilarious that you get your feels hurt about it. So I think that's probably part of it, is that he knows that these folks are going to go into a frenzy, and they're going to get their little feelings hurt. And that's half the reason why it's done, I'm pretty sure. We were talking about the protests. You can take a look at that. There's tons of protests going on out there. Jailed Iranian Instagram star catches coronavirus in a jail in Iran. Who would have thought? a lot of interesting stuff. Everything's kind of centering still around the coronavirus. You see quite a bit of stuff kind of coming up around the reopening of the economy. There's some stuff people kind of picking apart this weird endorsement of Joe Biden from Obama. You should go check that out if you haven't checked that out. I'm kind of with some of these folks as I kind of browse through this, that they say that this, I don't know, there's been a lot of sexual assault claims around Biden, and that no one's really said any conclusion that they just seem to disappear when they pop up. So I'm pretty interested in what's been done around that. That's kind of what I noticed as I kind of browse through here. That's a lot of what everything's kind of talking about. I don't want to jump too far into any of this. I just don't feel like clicking on it because then the computer is going to burst into flames again. But what are you watching on Netflix? I think that would be my next question. I'm kind of browsing around. We've been doing some stuff on Amazon Prime. I've been doing the old seasons of Oddities. That's been the thing I've been watching now. And yeah, it's that kind of like weird Pawn Star reality where they try to pretend like it's not scripted, but they're totally terrible actors, so it comes across as even more scripted. So it's got that whole thing going on. But it's a pretty funny little wacky show. So Oddities, and then watching the other version of that, the San Francisco version of that's pretty cool too. Again, if you're into those weird corny shows, I've been trying to keep up with the latest season of Ghost Adventures. Anybody that knows me knows I'm weird into the Ghost Adventure stuff. So I've been kind of doing that. That's been most of it, honestly. That's been just about all of what I've been watching lately. So Oddities, Ghost Adventures, and then just kind of flipping through YouTube. I've been really, really just watching a bunch of YouTube videos and doing all of that kind of stuff right now. Nothing too crazy, nothing too wild. So here we go. We've got our celebrity birthdays pulled up for April 17th. Let's see who we have out here. See if there's anyone worth talking about. Jennifer Garner turns 48 today. Pretty interesting. And as I mentioned, if it says, so the whole first several lines of these, it says Instagram star, TikTok star, TikTok star. I don't count those folks as real people. I don't mean even stars. I just mean as real people. I'm not going to talk about them. So just that clears about 97% of this list. So Luke Mitchell turns 35. Nothing else. It might be, let's see, we might get farther down in here if it allows us. It keeps trying to, nothing's working real good. So let's see if there's anything. Redman, rapper Redman turns 50 today. That's a pretty famous birthday. See if we've got going on by profession. Let's see if anything else stands out pretty good. Nothing. Let's go. Hold on, I've got an idea. Let's jump over and see. We were kind of sharing during the last time that we did this a little unknown feature about this when we can jump over to April 17th in entertainment. I thought that was pretty interesting. Game of Thrones, which I started watching and I kind of slowed down. Haven't watched it all in about a month now. I need to kind of get back into it. It was released in 2011. Breakthrough was released in 2020. Trolls World Tour, we know, premiered right now in 2020. Mob Wives premiered in 2011. How about this one? Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, was released in 2015 on this day. Crank High Voltage was released in 2009. So not a big day for media in general. Not seeing anything earth-shattering here. Maybe our day in history will give us a little bit more. Maybe something a little more interesting. Let's see what it gives us. We'll keep our fingers crossed here and see if we get anything cool. Let's take a look. On this day in history. It's not letting me in. Let's see. Maybe. Huh. We're struggling today. The computers are really giving us a struggle today. I'm just going to have to completely eliminate the computers and just rant. I think it goes by faster when I just rant about stuff. So let's see. This day in history. There we go. Let's see what happens. Apollo 13 returned to Earth on this day in history. With the world anxiously waiting and watching, Apollo 13, a U.S. lunar spacecraft that suffered a severe malfunction on its journey to the moon, returned safely to the Earth. That was the third manned lunar landing that was launched from Florida, carrying several astronauts. The landing mission was aborted, and the astronauts and controllers on Earth scrambled to come up with emergency procedures. Talk about adaptability. The crippled spacecraft continued to the moon, circled it, and began a long, cold journey back to Earth. That's amazing. The astronauts and mission control were faced with enormous logistical problems in stabilizing the spacecraft and its air supply, as well as providing enough energy to the damaged fuel cells to allow for successful reentry into the Earth's atmosphere. Navigation was another problem, and Apollo 13 course was repeatedly corrected with dramatic and untested maneuvers. Talk about, that would be wild, wouldn't it? That'd be wild hanging out there, seeing what's happening. Being in space, having to adapt, Apollo 13 astronaut touched down safely in the Pacific Ocean. See what else is going on out here. This day in 1790, Benjamin Franklin died on April 17th, 1790. American statesman, printer, scientist, and writer Benjamin Franklin died in Philadelphia at the age of 84. He was born in Boston in 1706. He was 84 years old. In 1941, a little World War II, Yugoslavia surrendered to the Nazis in 1941. See what else we see. On this day in 2002, the show General Hospital aired its 10,000th episode. Pretty crazy. The daytime drama General Hospital, the network's longest-running soap opera and longest-running program ever produced in Hollywood, aired its 10,000th episode on this day. In 1815, an Indonesian volcano erupted, killing 80,000 people, more than the coronavirus. All right, there you go. Volcano is much more scarier than the coronavirus. In 1936, a single horsehair helped solve the murder of Nancy Titterton. And this day in 1961, the Bay of Pigs invasion started. This is a very important day for me because in 1964, on this day, Ford Mustang debuts at the World Fair. I think that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool thing, you know, that the Ford Mustang debuted on this day, 1964. That's cool to me. I've got a 1967 hanging out in Virginia that I got to get to Arizona at some point that I've been planning on doing forever. Might have to do that now that I don't have anything else to do other than work and then work and then come here and work. Maybe have something in the garage to actually tinker with. I don't know. I wonder if they would move it right now. I need to call and see if they still ship cars right now. It would be a really good time to have it here. In 1917, the Second Battle of Gaza begins. Pretty interesting. Americans seize 1,100 pounds of uranium in effort to prevent Soviets from developing the A-bomb in 1945. So pretty good day, or a pretty interesting day. I don't know how good you want to call it, but pretty interesting day in history to see all of that kind of stuff going on out there. That sure beats the famous birthdays of today. Those kind of sort of sucked. I think that's about the only way that I can put it. They just not a lot of cool folks out there. I mean, we got to give it up for Redman, right? Redman's turning 50. It doesn't get a lot cooler than Redman, right? So I guess Redman makes up for a lot of the other folks there. A lot of the other stuff. I'm struggling getting my comments, but I finally got one pulled up here, and I see where Derek McKnight commented that I dig the set. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We've really been trying to make it cool. We've been working on trying to make it cool, and it's coming together. We got some other stuff happening here. Kind of set, you know, it's a set, it's an offense, it's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of that, but the set's coming together pretty good. So we're slowly pulling everything together. It's kind of eclectic, and that's kind of what I like. We're starting to pull together our, you know, everybody likes to kind of look at the table of oddities. It kind of shifts around and changes a little bit. We're really trying to do that kind of stuff. And then, I don't know if I can pull around my other cameras. Let me see. Let's see. There you go. You can maybe look over here and see, it's just giving you wrong one. As you can kind of see it over there. If you look kind of at that, so I've got my main monitors over here that we're looking at too. I shared this a little bit earlier. But we've got our N64. That's a crucial part of the studios here. When this is not being used as a monitor, it's not being used for live streams and recording and all kinds of other stuff, we can pull up N64 and play some fun stuff. We've got The World Is Not Enough, 007, over there right now. We've also got Duke Nukem 64, and we've got Donkey Kong 64. If anybody has any old school N64 cartridges, I would love to get my hands on them. I would love to see them. I'm always looking for them. We've only got three right now. So I would like to find them at some point. But thank you so much. Yeah, we've been working on it. I'm actually waiting on some stuff to arrive, trying to increase some of the capabilities of the studio here. We actually kind of decked it out to be an in-person hangout, right? So when we're doing stuff, when we have folks that are traveling through town, or when we're recording the podcast, we can live stream that at some point. That's kind of what we're hoping for when everything kind of sort of blows over. But yeah, thanks so much. It's a labor of love. We spend quite a bit of time here, so we're trying to make it as cool and as fun as possible. It's taken a while. It's definitely taken a while to kind of get to where it's at. And there's still a lot more to go. That's for sure. We got a lot more to go. Because obviously we're recording podcasts here. We're doing live streams here. We're going to be doing interviews here. We're going to be doing kind of group live streams here. We're kind of set stuff up to where we can basically set up and have folks over here on the couch, mic'd up and part of the live stream, camera angles over there. We can basically set up four people around this table. We're just setting it up to where we can get a whole gaggle of people all at once and do a big live stream, or we can just do me, or we can just do a couple people hanging out, and we can still do our normal recording. We really set it up to be kind of a come in, open the door, shut the door, turn the lights on, turn on the computer and go type of environment, because that's really, really what we needed. And we're obviously trying to set up to kind of get ready to record some music here too. So we're starting to look at that, and just a couple other things. So we've got some stuff coming in. I kind of want to continue to work on cameras and some other things, but it's getting there. It's coming together. We're having fun with it. It's a blast. It's my second, third, fourth, fifth job. I mean, it pretty much takes up, the majority of the time that we have extra right now. We're going to keep going for just a little bit longer. You can always, well, I was going to say you can text us, but my phone died. So I shared that at the beginning. You can't text me right now. That's half the fun. This is usually how I look at the news and everything. I didn't realize I was on 1% when I started. That's my bad. So don't text me. You can call us in live right now. We'll give that a shot and see if it works. 480-712-5219. We're streaming pretty much everywhere. We're streaming to all of our Facebook channels. So we're streaming to my personal page. We're streaming to the Sam Goodman media page. We're streaming to the Dad Daddy Daughter media page. We're streaming to the Hop Nerd page. Where else are we streaming to? We're streaming to Periscope. We're streaming to YouTube, both the Hop Nerd YouTube channel and the Dad Daddy Daughter Media YouTube channel. So we're streaming all over the place. And on top of that, if you go to any of our websites, whether you go to www.thehopnerd.tv, you can look at us there. That's a quick and easy way to find us. It's just thehopnerd.tv. You can also go to hopuniversity.org, hopuniversity.org, and we also live stream there. So any place where you pretty much find us, other than LinkedIn, because they're mean and they won't, I've applied like three times and they won't let me live stream. So thank you for the comments on quality, but we're clearly not quality enough for LinkedIn. They don't like us enough to allow us to live stream over on LinkedIn yet. I've been trying. They're weird. They're weird about their live streaming. I've been trying real hard. I've applied a couple times to do some stuff with LinkedIn, and they just absolutely refuse. And that's cool. I get it. That's cool. I'm fine with it. Kinda, sorta, I guess, whatever. But there you go. I spend the majority of my social media time on LinkedIn, so I don't know. It's kind of frustrating. I pour a lot of time into LinkedIn, a lot of native content into LinkedIn, and they just don't like me very much, I guess. I would like that too, Derek McKnight. We should get together and collaborate at some point. That would be fun. We'll have to plan something up. That would be a lot of fun. I'll get with you. I'll send you a message offline, and we'll try to plan something up. I'd love to make something happen there. If you're watching this and it's after the fact, you can always text us 480-877-0155. So I guess you can still text me. I'll get it later. I'll use it. I'll bring it up during our other live streams. We do this every Monday at 5:30 a.m. That's our wake-up show. And we do it every Wednesday at 5 p.m. That's an afternoon show, obviously. And then this is our Friday show. We go on at 8 and usually go to about 45 minutes almost. So we're pushing that right now. We're getting right here at the end. We're getting ready to sign off. We're getting ready to get everything done. Let's take one quick look out there at the downtown, beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona. It's been beautiful here. I can't complain. It's been 80s. I mean, it's really been in the 80s here in Phoenix already. I'm not sure what the weather is in Flagstaff, but I'm sure it's starting to warm up that direction as well. We've been in the 80s and beautiful and sunny and just kind of great. We had some rain a while back, and that was kind of nice. We got a little bit of everything. But there it is. There's the beautiful, beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We can jump up to one of my other most favorite places in Arizona, which is Flagstaff. And there you go. Looks like we got some flashy lights there. Maybe somebody's in trouble. But Flagstaff is fun, too. There you go. Now you can see up the street in Flagstaff. Beautiful, beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona as well. Again, thank you for joining me. It's been amazing. It's always amazing hanging out here with you. I like it. I love it. I always got to have more of it. That's for sure. If you're not following along with the podcast, do me a favor. Go follow along with the podcast. It's really helpful. If you go subscribe to all that stuff, when you see our videos, if you do me a favor, you like them, you share them, you do all that kind of stuff. It's really helpful to us as well. Again, it's encouragement. It keeps us doing this thing. It keeps the lights on, right? It keeps all that stuff kind of happening here. So, again, do me a favor, like, share, subscribe, and whatever you do to show support on whatever the platform is, I guess that's what I'm encouraging you to do. Again, we've got that really awesome Safety Differently Power Hour that's happening coming up on the 11th and 12th, according to May 11th and 12th, according to what time zone you're in. If you are stateside, it will be May the 11th, right? May the 11th at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard. Okay, so there you go. You can go sign up for that by going to hopuniversity.org, hopuniversity.org. We put it at 4 because all of the speakers, everyone on this thing except for me, is in Australia. They're all in Brisbane. So Brisbane is like the hub of hop, right? And we were joking about that. I was hanging out with some of my the hop fam in Brisbane last night, and that's what we're joking about. Is that, you know, they hoard all these really cool hop people all in Brisbane. I'm gonna have to go hang out in Brisbane. It seems like, I don't know. Brisbane is calling. I guess we're moving to Brisbane. I guess that's what's gonna happen. But it's cool. It's cool. So everybody there. Basically, it'll be the following day. So the way that they're on Australian Eastern Standard Time. So for us, it'll be Pacific Standard Time at 4 p.m. on May the 11th. It'll be May the 12th at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time for them. It'll be 7 p.m. on May the 11th Eastern Standard Time for all of our East Coast folks. And then obviously everything else kind of in between. Right. So the only people that kind of got left out of that are our UK folks. I think that ends up being like midnight or something in the UK. So all of our UK hop fam that we talk to and collaborate with all the time, I'm sorry, unless you just want to be up late. And I'm telling you, it'll be worth it. Right. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. Dave Proven, Andy White, Mark Alstom, all those folks, Josh Bryant, Steve, everybody, all those guys are going to be there. It's going to be great. So if you want to sign up for that, you just head over to hopuniversity.org, hopuniversity.org. Click live webinars. It's a free sign up. Sign up. It'll send you a Zoom meeting thing. And then you just join up. You can join up. I would encourage you to send us questions now if you have questions you want to talk about around human and organizational performance. It would probably be good to get those in the rotation now if you definitely want your question asked, because the way that we're going to take questions is we're probably just going to do it at random. I'm the moderator, so you know it's going to be totally random. I'm going to be the one getting to pick who asks questions. I'm going to have my finger hot and ready on the mute button, right? So I have all the power. I will get to mute and I will get to unmute and all of that stuff. So There you go. If you want your questions asked, you should probably send them ahead of time, right? But you're hearing all that here first. So there's nothing else out there about that yet unless you go to the Hop website, to the Hop University website. On all my social media platforms, I'll be sharing some stuff. I'll be sharing the link to go register. I'll be sharing the poster. If you watched it at the beginning, you got to see a little bit of the poster. So it's just going to be awesome. If you can't tell, I'm super excited about it. It's going to be a blast. I just love stuff like that. This is like one of my favorite group of people, just to be honest with you. There's just so much knowledge around safety differently. It's just a brilliant group of people. They just ooze safety differently, wisdom and knowledge and all this kind of, it's just great. So if you're in that business, if you're a safety person, if you're a HOP practitioner, if you're interested in human and organizational performance, if you're in an organization and you're starting to go in that direction, or you want to go in that direction, or you are in that direction, it's going to be a great thing for any of those folks. Because again, it's live, it's Q&A, it's going to be a blast. That's all I've really got for you tonight. I'm getting ready to get off here. I'm hungry. I'll just be honest with you. I'm hungry. I'm ready to go get something to eat. We're going to wrap this thing up. I want to walk right over there and I'm going to basically set this up and throw it on the podcast. And so if you're listening to this on the podcast, sorry you don't get all this cool visual stuff that we were talking about, but maybe you should go subscribe to YouTube. So head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com, do the whole social media stuff wherever you find me. Check me out on LinkedIn, Samuel Goodman. You can look for my ugly mug there. Also, go follow the Hop University company page. Go follow the Hop Nerd page. Any of that stuff, just do me a favor. Go like it. It always helps. It's always awesome to get to see those likes kind of rolling in. It just helps us continue to do this, and it helps us on our mission to make the world a better place to work. So again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being the best part of this whole thing, which is being the listener, hanging out, having these conversations. It doesn't happen without you. It is always appreciated. I hope you know how much it's appreciated. I cannot describe how appreciated it is. We like it. We love it. We got to have more of you. That's for sure. And thank you for continuing to allow me to be your tour guide to the apocalypse. Until next time, it is Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd, signing off. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Ever catch yourself thinking, I could do this on my own? If you're a safety officer with real-world skills, you don't have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.